One of the things that by studying the history of the church and by studying the history of the saints, hagiography, as it is properly called, that we would immediately learn after a little while, anyway, seeing what it is and what it isn't, is the fact that some of the greatest things that happen in the church, according to man, are not planned. They are surprises. And the history of today's saint is exactly just that, a surprise. Today we celebrate the feast of the great doctor and father of the church, St. Ambrose, Bishop of Milan. Now, St. Ambrose was a wealthy man, a well-learned man, and his father and he were both governors of the province of Lombardy and Milan in the Roman Empire. This was in the 4th century, not long after the time of St. Constantine the Great and St. Helen. And in the meantime, the Arian heretics, and of course we heard about them yesterday when we saw that St. Nicholas went up to Arius the heretic and punched him in the face and beat him up in the middle of the Council of Nicaea, the first ecumenical council. So whatever you see and read or whatever on YouTube or the internet about the synod of synodality or the synod of idiots or whatever, that should not be a surprise, because it's been going on since the first ecumenical council in 325 AD. So St. Nicholas did this then. Not long after this, St. Ambrose, who was a Catholic, but not a priest or had no intentions to be a priest, the province of the city of Milan, the bishop died. And he was a heretic. He was an Arian. And so what happened? Immediately there was all kinds of squabbles. Half of the parishes in the city were heretical, the other half were not. There were a couple that were really good, the other ones were really lousy, just like it is today, nothing new. And so they had this assembly in the cathedral, and the people could not decide. There was nobody else to name a bishop. The Pope was too far away, and in those days that process had not yet started because it was just not done yet. That took time. It's like a good stew. It needs to steep and get the flavor in before it is good for eating. So the people were fighting, this one for bishop, that one for bishop, and then St. Ambrose, who was the governor of the city, by the way, secular governor, like more than a mayor, like a governor, in fact, as we have today, he goes up in front of everybody and he says, you need to be calm, you need to decide, and you need to let the Lord speak what his mind is. And at that moment, a dove appeared over his head, and a little boy in the back of the church started to cry out, Ambrose for bishop! Ambrose for bishop! And then everybody caught on. Now, they knew who Ambrose was because he was their governor, but never had they imagined. He wasn't even a priest. So everybody said, this is it. That's the only thing that will keep us quiet. So Ambrose was made bishop. Of course, he had to be ordained all the minor orders and subdiaconate and diaconate and priest and then bishop. And in fact, not only did he serve as bishop for quite a while, but he made many miracles, taught many things, put a lot of organization into the diocese, in the monasteries and the priests and the parishes and so forth. And then he converted many, many, many people. Among them, one who is very famous and about whom we have heard many times, St. Augustine of Hippo. He came up there to study rhetoric, speaking, with Ambrose, because he was a great speaker. And his mother had commended to him, St. Monica, go up there and see if he can help you. And she knew, in the meantime, he's not going to just help you speak, he's going to convert you, you silly boy. And so St. Augustine went up there, and the next Easter he was baptized by St. Ambrose into the Holy Catholic Church around the year 380. Now, in the meantime, St. Ambrose kept fighting the good faith and running the race, as St. Paul tells us, and he died in the year 397 AD. So almost a whole century that the heresy of Arius was destroying the church, just as heresies are now destroying the church. We've only been through 60 years, so we have another 40 to go, so hold on to your chariot. And eventually it will end, and someone would bring order to the church through the ministration of God, of God's Holy Spirit. So today we give thanks to God for this great bishop. His sermons are magnificent. His writings are magnificent. If you have the way of looking them up in the internet or wherever, on the EWTN website, they have the library of all the fathers. Do that, because he is magnificent, and you will learn a lot about your holy Catholic faith. So we give thanks to God for St. Ambrose. Ambrose for bishop. And so I say to Ambrose there in the pew, Ambrose for bishop. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In case you don't know it,